The Business News Hour is supported by the Certified Public Accountants at Shaw and Desmond, looking beyond the numbers for you and your business. ShawandDesmond.com and Insight Advertising, connecting businesses with consumers at InsightCubed.com.
We are rolling through the Election Day edition of the Business News Hour. With us in studio, and I've been looking forward to this for several weeks, his name is David Houston, and he is the founder of something called Home for My Peeps. We met several weeks ago at the Watershed Festival over in Windsor Heights, and I said, gosh, what is it that you do? And everybody seemed to know you, David. Welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here.
Thanks.
So yeah, lots of folks there knew you.
How
is that? What's the relationship between all those Watershed people and David Houston?
Well, there's an individual specifically, Darren Fife, that I'm good friends with. Anytime he has something going on, I'd like to be there to support him, and vice versa.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, awesome.
He really is. Yeah, he really is. And so this Home for My Peeps, this is an interesting thing. I had not heard anything about it, David. So let's start at the beginning. Where did all this come from, and what is it that you do?
Okay, where it all came from, just background, being coming from five siblings, then wanting to be an architect early on. So I decided I wanted to design homes for my siblings.
Oh.
So that's actually how the whole organization started.
Got it. And so what is it that you do at Homes for My Peeps?
Well, we provide green and sustainable housing solutions to blighted communities. Yeah. So
tell us about that.
We offer a wealth of do-it-yourself workshops, ranging from rain barrels, making your own rain barrels, to compost bins, to hydroponics and aquaponics systems, airlift systems.
Yeah, I was on your Facebook page earlier, and it looks like you're also doing raised gardens, raised bed gardens, and things like that. So where is all this going on at?
In the inner city. So our community garden is on the corner of 13th and College.
Okay.
We also have a historical remodel in the Riverbend neighborhood area on 8th Street, 1609 8th Street.
And what are you doing there with the historical renovation?
Right now, we are just waiting right now for more funds.
That's always the case, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. But so we've renovated. We've gutted the entire house out from the basement to the attic and just installed wood windows and doors not too long ago.
What drives David Houston to do this stuff?
Oh, man, the need.
Yeah.
The need. Yeah, seeing the need and wanting to help. Yeah.
What would most people not understand when it comes to the people that you work with? What misconceptions might they have about the folks that you're teaching sustainable agricultural opportunities and home building to? What wouldn't they understand?
I don't know. The monetary portion of it that you know, we're most people do things for money. You know, that monetary gain, and where we tend to just like help or meet the person where the people where they're at.
Yeah. And the bottom line then is what? Are you helping to create more sustainability in our communities, more food, tackle food insecurities? What?
Basically, the whole nine. There's a lot of issues in the community.
Yeah.
So my background is an architect, a degreed architect. So I believe that is our duty, our obligation to the people is to provide them with things that they need to help them thrive and live in a neighborhood.
In the architectural sciences area, you know, we spend a lot of time here talking about changes in architecture. As a matter of fact, AIA just had their big meeting here a couple of weeks ago where Iowa architects were gathering and talking about all this. And we tend to focus on all the fancy glitzy things that are out there,
absolutely.
You know, the big buildings and the cool designs and all that other stuff. But there's a level of architecture that really falls below that super building front, isn't there?
I would believe so. There's a continuing argument that, or discussion, if you will, is a healthy debate. Does form follow function or function follow form?
Okay.
So, I mean, I was on the fence with both of them. So right now, currently, I'm more along the sides of does the form following function. So, or the
yeah.
Yeah, form following function.
So in other words, what we're talking about is that the building, whatever thing, whatever structure is being made, has got to fit the people that are using it versus the building dictating how it's used.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. And that was, I mean, that for centuries, that's been architectural science, you know, build the building and let the folks suffer.
Yep. Build it and they will come is what they, yeah.
And now we're taking a look at the other way. When you do sustainable work out there in the community and you're talking about gardening and composting and rain barrels, and what's the sense that some of your clients, some of the people that are doing this, what are they getting out of this?
Education, the knowledge, the more you know, or who said it, you know better, you'll do better.
Right. Yeah.
So that's our angle or perspective we're coming at.
Now, this is a nonprofit, correct?
This is a nonprofit,
yeah.
Yes.
And what do you do for a living? Is this it?
This is it. I mean, I scrap on
Get
the side.
Out of here.
Yeah, and I do some drafting, moonlighting is what we call it.
You said scrap on the side.
Yeah, I pick up scrap, like metal.
Yeah.
You know, precious metals. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Throw it in the back of the truck, take it down to altars and get my bread from there. Yeah. Any means necessary. Yeah.
Oh, and here you are. You're an accomplished architect and you have all that training and you're doing this. Why?
Yeah. Well, again, I feel I have a duty, an obligation to the people. So I just want to be clear. I'm a degreed architect.
Right.
Yeah. I see a lot of licensed and registered architects, and I don't see them doing what is actually needed. And I believe there's a duty and obligation as an architect to stop hunger, to stop homelessness. And if an architect was truly doing his job or her job, we wouldn't have those things, homelessness or, you know.
So it really is an altruistic level of attainment that you're hoping to – well, to be a change architect, to change the dynamics that are out there. And
yeah.
I am all in with you. I think that's absolutely correct. You know, I was just not very long ago talking with some friends of mine, and I said, you know, how is it that I can be more assistive to the communities that are disadvantaged, whether they be people of color or different ethnicities or different religious backgrounds or whatever it happens to be? How is it that I can get and become more involved? And you know what the answer was?
What's
it? Go there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See?
Yeah. Go there.
Uh-huh.
Be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that people understand that. David Houston is his name, ladies and gentlemen. He's the founder of something called Home for My Peeps. You had how many siblings?
There's five of us.
There's five of us.
And all that.
Now, where were you born and raised?
I was reared here in Des Moines, Iowa. I was born in St. Paul, Minnesota. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you're a product of the Des Moines school system?
I sure am.
All right. Good for you. A tech or where?
No, Roosevelt. Yeah, I went to Central Campus, you know, my latter part of the year,
right.
Junior
and
high school.
Is that where you
senior.
Got interested in architecture?
I was reared a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
That's when I really got interested
really?
As an architect. Yeah. I saw early on how, you know, the Jehovah's Witnesses, they all came together to build their Kingdom Hall. They didn't
sure.
outsource it.
Absolutely.
So that stuck with me from way early on.
Yeah. That is very similar to another cultural phenomenon in our friends in the Quakers who do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
they
come together and they build a barn or a house or a church or whatever
right.
it happens to be in a very short period of time. But it's all a communal aspect.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. I understand exactly where you're coming from. His name is David Houston. We will have links, of course, to all of his contact information so you can find out more about this. How can other people get involved?
Well, this weekend, actually, November 11th from 5 to 9, we have a Eat to Live cook-off, community cook-off, where we're having local chefs prepare vegan and vegetarian dishes and some meat dishes. So you can come hang out with us there. It's at 2124 Grand Avenue at the Des Moines Young Arts Theater.
Yeah.
Or go to our website, www.homesformypeeps.org. That is homes, H-O-M-E-S, the number 4, my peeps, P-E-E-P-S.org.
And they can find out more information on how to get tickets and whatever there, right?
Yeah. Go to the Facebook page for tickets and whatnot or Eventbrite.
Well, we will have links, of course, to all that information for you so that you can find out more about Home for My Peeps and this community feed.
Cool.
Of sorts. Yeah. So, chefs are coming together to make this. What kind of stuff, you think?
I don't know. Last year was a surprise. Again, a lot of vegetarian and vegan dishes. So
yeah.
Last year was tacos.
last year. A lot
of people did tacos. So.
How interesting.
Yeah.
Good stuff. His name is David Houston. Thanks for making time to come down
here. Thanks for having me.
And talking about this. I really get excited. You know, we uncover. And by the way, when we were together in Windsor Heights mm-hmm. at the Walnut Creek Watershed Festival,
yep.
I have to tell you this. I watched you work the room. You walked into the room, and people just gravitated to you.
Yeah.
They really love you, my man.
Yeah,
you
know, I love them too.
I can tell that.
Yeah.
You know, it's all for sure and for real.
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate it. David Houston is his name. No, not the country singer, but the fellow that's making a difference in the neighborhoods. And we will have all of his contact information up there. Thank you so very much for doing
this. Thank you.
All right. We're going to have to clear on out of here because it's nigh on to 6 o'clock. We got stuff to do yet tonight. I mean, there is the end of the election. Polls close, by the way, at 8 o'clock this evening. If you have not yet voted, I'd encourage you to do that because you don't vote, then you just don't get to grumble about what happens, right? That's the way it goes. All right. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, for our guests today, that would be Mandy McWhorter and David Houston. Our producer, Tyler Hackenmiller, is off on vacation today, so we get our original producer back with us, Dustin Halderson. Thank you, Dustin, for doing this. Mary Sayer is the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood is the program director for the radio station. Jeff Delvaux is the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group. James Goodlett is the gentleman that arranged, composed, conducted, and did our Business News Hour theme. And, of course, Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.